Every Netflix, every day up. Every day patches the night up. Oh God, you should match it, that's a KO. No, I lied until I fucked my 28th up. 1990, yeah, my family had that acra.
Exler, quickie. This is a little quick episode. I just want to say how fucking good this day was. I want to talk about my day and like, you know, a 10-minute span and talk about what the fuck I did. Oh my God, the day was so good. This would usually like, okay, so in the quick episodes, I will save you guys, you know, I will spare you guys and not give you ads all the time, you know? I know in the original episodes or the normal episodes, I will give you ads. I'm not going to really, if this was a normal episode, I would have gave you an ad like right here in this very moment, but I'm not that type of. I bought a workout program, $20. I know it sounds stupid, but it's cheaper than a fucking gym membership. It's cheaper than a fucking weighted vest. It's cheaper than dumbbells and calisthenic equipment. It's great. I only did two exercises so far. It's only been 2 days. But oh my God, that first exercise was a leg exercise. I did that shit yesterday. It was killing, bro. I did 3 sets of like mid-intensity leg workouts. And I don't work out on my legs. So doing shit like this is so fucking fun. You know what I mean? I'm very excited to see what the arms is looking like. I'm 146 pounds, bro. 146 fucking pounds. Now, to you, that means like, oh wait, wow, you are a tiny ass nigga. But I'm not, bro. No lie, I was 110 pounds last year. This time last year, I was 110 pounds. Literally, only a few months ago is where I gained all those fucking pounds. I'm doing so fucking good, and bro. Oh my God, I did school this morning. It was pretty whack, but I gained more confidence. I stepped out there more by saying more things and talking. I went out there and volunteered, bro. And I was like sitting there the whole time. Like it took like, I don't know, like 3-5 fucking minutes before I was like, all right, let me do this. Let me fucking volunteer. 5 minutes of her being like, anybody want to volunteer? Anybody want to, you? Anybody want to volunteer? And I was like, all right, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's confidence, bro. I was never that nigga to step up and be like, you know what? I'll volunteer. I was never that nigga. Tomorrow, I'm taking back those fucking $50 shoes I said in the video. Subscribe to Without. The channel's called Without, but on there, I go by Xlert V3. I'm taking back the shoes. They were $50, meaning I'm getting my 50 back. I spent 20 on the workout program, which is something that will better me long term. That's what I'm spending my money on now. Long term things that make me feel good for the long term, not stupid short term shit. I know about that weed pen. We're not gonna talk about that. The $30. The rest of it I have, I'm going to spend on it, on a concert ticket with my friend. We're going to go to a Lucky concert. Now look, I'm not the hugest Lucky fan, but come on, that nigga from Chicago. We got to shout him out. We got to support him, bro. And concerts are just memories, bro. I fucking love memories. You know what I mean? I love memories. I just want to make more. I want to spend more time in my life doing things I love. I watched a video in the middle of the day by Vosh. I like Vosh. I watched a video of his, a short video, saying, the title of the video is called Cookie Cutter is like, he was like, why games like Cookie Cutter is wasting your life. And I was like, what the fuck is cookie cutter? And then I look it up on my computer while watching the video, and it's literally just like a tycoon game, you know what I mean? Like one of those idle tycoon games that like runs in the background, like when you're not even playing it, and it gives you notifications every fucking minute about like, you know, hey, get in the game and just tap this one button that you can go out and do whatever you want. You know what I mean? It's like Clash of Clans, you know? You can build the shit, but no, it's not like, it's like Egg Inc. Egg Inc. is a game on the Apple Plus game subscription. And it's just like, you tap to make a chicken and they make an egg and that egg gives you money. And you just keep tapping and keep tapping. And even when you're gone, it continues to do it, but, you know, at a slower pace. And you just use that egg money to, like, upgrade silos and shit. But that's all it really is. Like, you just, like, making chickens. And that's exactly what cookie cutter is. It's so fucking stupid. It's just a cookie. You click it, one cookie. Click it again, two cookies. So you keep clicking it, clicking it, clicking it. Eventually, once you get to 100 clicks, you can buy a grandma. And she makes more cookies. Then you can buy auto clicker that clicks the fucking cookies. You know what I mean? It's just stupid shit. Literally just like Egg Inc. You know, you click the chickens, but once you get enough money from the eggs, you can get a silo. You can make your own. Like they can do it on their own. You know, stupid shit like that. You know what I mean? I understand exactly what Vosh is saying. That video, the B Dobbins video, two of those B Dobbins videos, and Joe Rogan talking about MMOs. I need to keep that in my brain forever. I need to keep that in my brain forever. I'm done with that shit. I'm done. It's time to fucking work now. I felt great today. Fucking fantastic. Just from working. Doing what I like. I dropped how many fucking videos today? I dropped two videos today, and I only promoted one because I was too busy fucking working. I'm happy. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to spend as much time as possible doing this because this makes me happy. I'm really into that V3 mode now, bro. I said it. I said when V3 starts, that's going to be the time to grind. Well, it's fucking V3. I'm making one beat a day for 300 days. I'm doing these videos. I'm doing these beats. I'm investing. I don't even got to make up all this arbitrary shit. I'm not doing all of that. I'm not doing much. Just school and work. That's it. But I love it. I love it. So, this is what I'm going to continue to keep doing. Yeah. Earlier this year, all spring, that was very fucking fun. Spring and summer, just going out to the park all the fucking time, that was fun as hell. But now it's time to sit inside and lock in. And work. Kanye said, lock yourself in a basement and make 5 beats a day for 3 summers. I'm just gonna do 1. I'm not gonna lock myself in a basement. I'm not gonna go on a meth trip like Grimes. I'm just gonna wake up. School is over, workout, routine, eat, workout, eat, protein, routine. When that's done, videos. When that's done, edit. When that's done, beat, and that's it. I'm done with my day. It's 9:40. I'm done. I'm happy. Unfortunately, this might lower my time to consume content, which there is a lot of content out there. But the beautiful thing about content, especially with the internet, is that that shit is always going to be there. You know what I mean? My PlayStation 2 isn't going anywhere. GTA Vice City isn't going anywhere. I can always play it whenever I want to play it. You know? L.A. Noire. I bought L.A. Noire Remastered for the Xbox One, like, I don't know, 3 years ago. I only play like 40% of it. It's still gonna be there when I'm done working. 300 days, bro. Not even that. Just a year. A full year. By this time next year, my hair is gonna be touching my fucking chin. I'm gonna actually look like Basquiat. And I'm gonna be in the fucking zone. And hopefully, when I put enough work in, and just a preference, I hope this isn't coming off like a Gary V type of Sigma male grind set shit. I hope it's not. I'm not trying to encourage people to just fucking give their life away and grind. I'm saying I'm doing what I love. And that's why I'm grinding on that. Because I'm grinding on shit that I love in hopes that the outcome would be an outcome that I want, an outcome that I dream of. Gary V is teaching niggas to spend most of their life being bored, to spend most of their life being unhappy, just so they can live the rest of it being not even happy, but just rich, just being successful. We know money doesn't bring you happiness. That's why I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing it for the fame. For the fame. I'm just doing it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just doing it to be recognized. I know it sounds very, I don't know, I would say self-destructive. And it just sounds dumb, especially for someone like me who was aware of how bad it is to be famous. Like, I look up to Britney Spears. But I'm sorry. That's what I want. This is what I grew up watching. I hate when people act like this is not what the fuck media did to me or what the media did to us. I hate when niggas act like we weren't brainwashed into this. I'm sorry, bro. But I for the, oh man. I don't even know what to say. I lost my train of thought. I think I was going to say something like, yes, I craved cigarettes at a point in time. Because that's what I grew up with. I didn't grow up with people smoking getting in the house. That's not what I'm saying, even though, you know, my siblings do smoke. I'm saying that Spike Spiegel smokes. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Spike smokes. I'm saying all the cool anime characters smoke. I'm saying all of the new fucking, what's that shit called? Just all the shows. All of the cool characters smoke. That's what I'm saying. Heathers. After, I'm not gonna spoil it, but at the end, she smoked. That's just how it is, bro. They brainwashed us. And not everybody my age smokes. Nor do they want to. Like, I'd be in Twitch chats and everybody be like when somebody pulls out a cigarette, it's like, ew, smoking? Ew, get that nasty cancer stick. Like, thank God for that. Thank God that we were scarred by those fucking commercials growing up with the woman with the hole in her neck, bro. I'm glad we were scarred by that. But there's still so much media out there. You know? If somebody grows up watching anime, they might base their reactions and facial expressions and the way they talk off of an anime. We've seen those little, like, TikTok things where, like, they would basically just be, like standing there idly, but, like, be, like, bouncing up and down like a fucking Street Fighter character. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you know, like a Street Fighter character, like, when you're not moving, they still just be moving. Like, you know what I mean? Look, like I said, this was a quickie. I'm happy. So I'm going to spend as much as I'm going to spend as much time possible being happy. Okay? That's it.